Reverend Cecil Chip Murray is a former pastor of the First AME Church in Los Angeles and a prominent community leader. In 1992, he went to Michael Eisner, CEO of Disney at the time, to ask for grants to start businesses in South Los Angeles.
Without businesses, it becomes a slum ghetto.
Murray was able to raise more than $1 million from Disney. He describes his efforts to support black businesses in Los Angeles as more of a success than a failure. But he says he wasn't surprised that many of the businesses eventually failed.
I would say that if anyone had to rethink what they could have done better, it would be the political leaders and the corporate leaders.
The Los Angeles chapter of the Urban League is focusing on improving education through their project, Neighborhoods at Work. They're starting with Crenshaw High School in 70 blocks surrounding the school. Anthony Maddox is the chief of staff of the Urban League. He stresses the importance of improving Crenshaw High.
Part of the theory of change is that if you create a strong educational base or high school in a community, that the community around it can thrive or certainly do better.
The Urban League is partnering with the Ethel and Tom Bradley Foundation and the Rossier School of Education to create a nonprofit called the Crenshaw Educational Partnership.
It serves as an interface between LAUSD and not only Crenshaw High School, but eventually the entire Crenshaw family of schools, elementary and middle schools that feed Crenshaw High School.
The partnerships cultivated and the experts consulted by the Urban League are usually from outside of the communities they aim to serve. The Liberty Hill Foundation in Los Angeles emphasizes a different approach in the grants they award. James Williams is a program officer at Liberty Hill.
So if we're like looking at a proposal on affordable housing, we'll have people at the table who organize community members on these types of issues.
Liberty Hill's strategy is more progressive in its focus on the groups it funds.
Liberty Hill is really kind of in the business of also building a movement for progressive change in Los Angeles. So we're interested in making sure that our grantees, build their infrastructure and build themselves organizationally so they can be part of that movement.
Despite the years of frustrations felt by those serving South Los Angeles, many groups continue to search for new ways to have an impact. And these days, there's an even greater need for their help. Matthew Richmond for Annenberg News.